You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're into the third hour. We're talking to documentary filmmaker and author Eric Hufschmidt. I'm Alex Jones. And we're going over the fact that Building 7 wasn't hit by an aircraft, but it imploded and fell down symmetrically in about, 3.1 seconds, or faster than a bowling ball would fall. Only by blowing out the lower floors can something like this happen, by basically evaporating the lower floors. Then the building isn't as tall and falls. We also have people saying, well, the jet fuel in the other buildings caused this. Well, the firefighters, this has been in the New York Daily News, before they were told to shut up by a federal gag order, and the feds claimed their radios malfunctioned. That's why they couldn't release the tapes. Turns out that was all lies. This is now all admitted. They said the fires were almost out. There were people walking around where the planes had crashed. There was no problem. The fires were only in some of the upper floors and were again going out. This is on the record, but then the fires caused the pancaking and the whole thing to fall apart. It melted the steel, despite the fact that jet fuel burns at about 1,100 degrees, and to melt steel at least 1,800 degrees. This is all scientific fact. And then now we hear the excuse of, well, Building 7 fell down because there was a coal oil tank in there. Well, it would have exploded. It would have blown part of the building out. But thousands of pounds of plastic explosive wouldn't have brought down that building if it was all in one spot. It'd have to be on different girders. So any type of psychological gymnastics to deny what's happening. Stewart in Virginia was saying he talked to a high-level military officer who said it was all the oil, the coal oil, which burns, by the way, very cold. And coal oil doesn't explode unless you put an explosive in it. It just burns. But go ahead, Stewart, and comment further.
Well, this was all part of a general officer briefing made available to flag rank personnel, I guess, retired and others in the Washington area.
They gave them a briefing of how the buildings came down?
Yes. And the other feature I wanted to ask Mr. Hufschmidt about was it was claimed that the density of the metal used in the avionics, like the radar and everything in the nose cone of that alleged airliner, was able to penetrate through all those concrete walls into I don't know what ring of the Pentagon. You have that picture, or
well, yeah, they have a picture of a no real hole, but then where is the plane then? If it went inside, if it did penetrate, see, there's nothing inside of it either. All the photos, all they show is office furniture and building materials.
Yeah, I've seen video of inside with the open hole in the wall, and there's nothing. There's furniture still sitting there.
Do you have any feel at all for what was carried away under that tarp?
No, absolutely. They're not letting any information out. The military has got to be the most secret organization.
By the way, this is the same military that plants hundreds of fake letters from the troops, how much they love the war, and claims that Niger sold uranium and puts out fake documents. And
it's all rather reminds me of Isaiah's criticism of Israel in his time that she was corrupt from the head to the toe. The high-ranking people and the lower orders are quite cheerful to follow the higher-ranking people onto imperialistic adventures around the world.
Well, I want to know this. It's the most surveilled area in the world. Where is the video of the plane?
Is they're keeping it a secret. They've got it, and they only let us see a couple frames.
Well, look, they declared national security. I've had the lawyers on who sued in the Oklahoma City bombing. They had over a dozen videotapes of specifically that truck. But again, they've got the tapes, national security, on Oklahoma City. They will not release them.
Well, it's incredible to me that no general officers slapped their thighs and said, this is ridiculous. What kind of idiots do you think we are at that briefing?
Well, some of them may have, and they see what I'm thinking is happening.
Hey, I tell you what, stay there, Stuart. Are you in the military, Stuart? Stay there. Stay there, Eric. Stay there, Stuart. We'll talk more.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, Rob, you're so funny.
They go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we had Stuart on the line from Virginia. I'm talking about some military briefing, and for some reason, the phone line disconnected. So, Stuart, if you can get back through, I'd like to hear more about this military briefing where they're standing around telling you how Building 7 collapsed. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like that special FEMA report they put out about how Oklahoma City, how the truck bomb did this, how it blew the building out and blew chunks of it across the street. And it's incredible what they do. Now we're about to go on to some more calls. Eric Huffschmidt, you were trying to say something before we hit that last break.
I think he was saying how they all fall for this. But, see, it's not just incredible that they do it. It's incredible that so many people will accept it without thinking. That's what I find. That's what's been amazing me ever since my book's been out, is this incredible ease at which people can be manipulated. And I think that's like an issue in itself, the ease at which this is occurring. It's giving them confidence just to keep going. Unless people do something, it's just going to go on and on and on, probably.
Absolutely. It's a real tragedy to see this happening. Let's go on to Dan in Illinois. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Eric, just in response to what you were just saying, it's because the society keeps turning this responsibility over to the government.
Yeah, the voters do not want to be held responsible for anything. The people don't want to be. I mean, even now they're trying to say when they get fat, it's because of McDonald's. I mean, it's people don't want to be responsible. They don't want to take part in what they're supposed to
do. And now they're going to tax us through our national ID cards. That's how they're going to sell it to us, that we have to swipe it to see if we're eating too much fattening food. They've already got the children trained with these cards, doing that at the schools. And if they're 1 pound overweight, they send CPS after the children. Now in Arkansas, and again, it is this mindless culture. But again, I see a lot of people waking up. We're not the majority, but we are a huge mass, tens of millions of people that know what's happening. And folks, here's an exercise. Think of all the crimes you know the government's committed. Think of all the bad things they've done, all the lies they've told. And it's the big institutional monster that can do these things on a mass scale. But still, you trust them. Oh, well, they wouldn't do something wrong. Oh, they wouldn't?
Well, as you turn the responsibility over, you become more childish, and then they become more the parent. So it's like facing your parent head on that they're evil.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it, I guess. If they're teaching people, don't be responsible, you're helpless, just feel sorry for yourself, we'll take care of you. That's the attitude in this country.
And how did Osama bin Laden turn off the no-fly zone in the Pentagon?
Yeah, it's how did he stop those stock market investigations around the world too? That was another good one. And I mean, it's just so silly.
You know, you guys were talking about voting before. I just wanted to ask you a question. Nobody's ever talked about this. That one senator that got killed in Minnesota in that airplane crash.
Wellstone.
Right. Mondale, the ex-vice president, ran in his place. And you usually get the sympathy vote of the person who just dies. And he loses? How did he lose?
Yeah, that could be another one of the voting. If there was that touch screens up there?
I don't know, but
yeah,
I
they put
no
in
way.
Some. Well, here's the point. We have dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of local, state, and federal elections where the touchscreen companies have been caught remotely accessing and stealing elections in plain view. When they get caught, they say it's an accident that they illegally backdoor go in and change votes. They have been caught doing it. It isn't they could be doing it up in Minnesota. They've been caught doing it.
Well, if they can make that investigation of the plane go away, nobody's ever even looked into it. They sure can fix an election.
That's the point of 9/11. They can assassinate a president right in front of us. They can steal elections right in front of us. They can blow up buildings right in front of us. They can fund Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and fly 8,000 of them out to safety in that stage war. When they get caught doing it, it's in the news one day, and they say it was an accident. The CIA put them on jets and flew them out of here. It's an accident. Then the White House says we never heard of plans of flying planes into buildings when they had all these drills over these years, when public officials were warned not to fly. And that morning, they're running a drill of the same thing in the exact areas of New York and D.C. And again, the drill is the way to order NORAD to stand down.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I need Steve or Stuart to call back in because we accidentally disconnected him during that break. And I want to hear about this military briefing he was in, 1-800-259-9231. Dan, thanks for the call.
I'll let you go to us.
Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I have to agree with you, and it's just shocking that they're not only getting away with it, but then they feed people the TV, and that meeting that he was talking about, maybe to just put the ideas in everyone's mind, oh, here's what Building 7 was, so that when they hear any alternative opinion, they've already been told what's official, and they already know what's official. So then, you know, by feeding people the lie first, anything that comes in after it is now like contradicting the authority.
Well, I had Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, the guy who has 400-plus families represented by him, suing Bush for running 9/11, not for prior knowledge. He's deposed all these colonels and generals and people because they had to answer his questions in that deposition about how NORAD was ordered to stand down. Hilton comes on and talks about that, about how the White House was ordering him to stand down. ABC News has to admit that Dick Cheney is on the loudspeakers in the continuity of government bunkers. This is admitted. giving him some message. They won't, now, they won't release the transcripts of what his orders were. And then on top of this, to get out ahead of the story, 2 weeks after we break it here, suddenly, we put out a transcript of it, it went all over the internet, got tens of millions of readers, with Hilton saying this, suddenly the AP comes out, oh yeah, there was a drill that morning of flying hijacked jets into buildings. You understand how that gets out ahead of it? So now if it comes out, they go, oh, it was just a drill, see?
Right, they feed everything first that they want you to know, and then anything that comes after it is contradicting them. So it's a good way to get going, you know, get something going, get the
idea first. Well, I mean, it's open damage control.
Right.
Hilton's making these allegations, and then they try to get out ahead of it and go, yeah, yeah, we were running a drill that morning at 8:30 in the morning. And then there's never a discussion of it. It's just, here's our reason.
There's no questioning. I know there's no thinking. And that's what our schools, of course, teach, too, is don't think, to sit there like a baby while we spoon-feed you with what you're supposed to know. I mean, there's no kicking them in the butt and saying, get to work. Think for yourself. Do some research. You know, it's just sit there. We'll tell you what page to read and what to do, and we'll take care of you.
All right, let's talk to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, this is actually Jason.
Okay, Jason, welcome.
Hey, thanks. Listen, I've called before. Really quickly, as far as context is concerned, I know that you've alluded to both the Liberty and then indirectly alluded to the Oklahoma City bombing. But there's a congressman that is near and dear to your heart that, after the Oklahoma City bombing, actually financed his own private investigation of the bombing. And, you know, because of all the national security calls that were released on those tapes. But contextually speaking, this is nothing new. If you recall, just before the Oklahoma City bombing, there was legislation in place on domestic terrorism, and the lobbying groups did analysis and realized that there wasn't support for it. And then 2 weeks later, the next thing you know, a Ryder truck pulls up in front of the Murray Building in Oklahoma City. The thing blows up. 6 weeks later, domestic terrorism bills pass unanimously with one or two dissenting votes, one of which was said congressman that's near and dear to your heart. Hello?
It's amazing. Eric Huffman comments to what Jason's saying.
Well, yeah, I guess he's saying basically that this goes on and on in front of our faces is what I suppose he's trying to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically what I'm trying to say is if that was obviously during the Clinton administration, and, you know, September 11th was during the Bush administration. And, you know, I think what needs to come to an end is the dichotomy between liberal and conservative politics, because, quite frankly, it doesn't matter if somebody's a self-declared liberal or somebody's a self-declared conservative, that there's an apparatus in place to basically, you know, thunderbolt through legislation that, is in accordance with current paradigm.
Well, that's it, Jason. That's a good point. And on top of it, I heard so-called neocon talk radio that'll tell you about the problems, but not how Republicans are going along with it or energetically getting it passed. It's all the Democrats are bad. I mean, I heard one of the big national hosts attacking Hillary, who I can't stand, who's a horrible creature, for going to Afghanistan to hand out turkeys, but then say it was good that Bush went to Baghdad to hand out turkeys, that wasn't a political stunt. And so it's doublethink. The people can see that it's a stunt by Hillary, but not by Bush, in the same sentence. It's mind control. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, the fact remains, I mean, what you need to point out, and, you know, you more or less do this on a daily basis, is that, people have to basically get off of the government tit. I mean, as far as information is concerned, as far as, you know, corporate and private welfare is concerned, just get off of it, and, the quicker that we do so, and the quicker that we dissolve this dependency, the quicker that this will come to an end.
And they know that, so they're trying to get us all with psychiatric designations. They're trying to get us all on drugs, or they're trying to get us in the criminal justice system, or now they've got the national draft that they're engineering to get us all in the system, one way or another.
Or on the flip side, what we can do is we can all get on welfare and we can dissolve the government much more quickly in that capacity. And in doing so, you know, basically history has proven history true, just like the Roman Empire. It dissolves and we possibly get something that's a little bit more aligned with our, you know, our mores and values.
I hear you, Jason. Interesting points. We'll get Eric Hubschman's take on it when we get back and take more calls. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Back live talking to Eric Hubschman. And it's not just Kennedy. It's not just Oklahoma City or the second World Trade Center attack. It's the first World Trade Center attack where the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. That was admitted in the Chicago Tribune, New York Times. They just calmly announced, yeah, the FBI cooked the bombs and let it go forward and They're real sorry about that. And I've got the, right here, I've got the Saudi Arabians going, hey, the MI6 is blowing stuff up over here to destabilize the country. We're not doing this. They want radical Muslims to take over, overthrow the country, so they have an excuse to come in and invade the place and take it over. And that's exactly what the globalists are talking about doing. So it's just all about war, folks. It's all hidden in plain view. Eric Huffman, I'm sure you've heard of Donald Rumsfeld's P2OG Pentagon group that admits they go out and kill people's families to get them to attack them so they have an excuse to target the enemy. Well, I mean, this is bringing down attacks on us, real attacks, and they just love it because the cattle out there will buy into this. Comments, Eric, before we go to John and John and...
Well, yeah, that's the problem is it's easy to stimulate anger with people. All you do is fake a terrorist attack, but it's very difficult to stimulate responsibility or thinking. So what they're doing basically is just taking advantage of this weakness of human behavior and giving us fake attacks, stimulating anger, and then sending them off. Go over there. Go kill, kill, kill.
And by the way, the Northwoods plan says that killing Americans, having list of casualties in U.S. newspapers, will cause a helpful wave of national indignation. Let's talk to John in Tennessee, then John in Kansas and others. Go ahead, John.
I've seen Eric's video. It was really good, especially the proof that a cruise missile or a Global Hawk hit the Pentagon. And it's now so obvious that jet fuel can't melt steel buildings that a PBS special this year alleged that burning paper made the World Trade Center collapse.
And that's getting even worse because paper burns at an even lower temperature.
Yeah, it's a oxygen stealer. It steals the available oxygen and then smolders. Has anyone ever tried to throw a bunch of newspapers into a raging outside fire? It can burn for 20 minutes, and down on the core, it'll still be paper. Go ahead.
Well, it's obvious that demolition charges brought it down. Control Demolitions Incorporated and Browning Ferris Industries were paid $7 billion to clean up the World Trade Center massacre, but it only cost $1 billion to build the World Trade Center. And, of course, they also worked together after the Oklahoma City bombings. And CDI's exploded 7,000 buildings, mainly for the government and Hollywood. And in the movie Enemy of the State, the evil director of NSA had his birthday on 9/11. And BFI's employees were convicted under the RICO Act for defrauding the World Trade Center for garbage contracts and for membership in the Gambino and Genovese mafias. The CEO of BFI lives near Knoxville, Tennessee, and the owners of CDI graduated from University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
By the way, that whole thing about the trash company's been on 60 Minutes.
Yeah, and A&E Modern Mob. Our Skull and Bones mayor, Victor Ash, just dedicated a memorial to 9/11 in Knoxville, which is a black Egyptian obelisk with the names of all 3,000 victims. Now, why does nobody report that the New York Daily News and Village Voice reported that Mafia Mayor Giuliani's entire family were convicted for murder, armed robbery, hijacking, car theft, extortion, and his father was a Mafia enforcer?
Yeah, by hijacking cargo trucks.
Yeah, and, you know, a $250,000 shipment of mercury. I mean, that's what he hijacked. He doesn't go for carjacking on the local corner. You know, he goes for the big time.
These are very serious people. The Nazi wealth was funneled through Prescott Bush, according to mainstream reports, right up until 1953. Thanks for the call. Great points. Eric Huffman comments.
Well, I'd agree. I mean, the corruption is extreme. And see, part of the problem is there's so many people in this country willing to do it, and then there's an enormous number willing to ignore it all. And that just allows it to continue. It's like watching a fire burn in your house. Instead of putting it out, you just go to the TV and say, oh, what can I do? I'm just one person. See, it's this attitude that we can't do anything that's allowing this.
But that's not true. Over 400 cities, 4 states have thrown out the Patriot Act. 99%+ of the firefighters and police and medical workers have refused the smallpox shot. That's holding them back from launching that attack because their enforcers aren't inoculated and now give it to us. People are speaking up against the end of Posse Comitatus, Diebold, and the other electronic touchscreen companies are getting exposed.
That's right. That's what they need.
People are refusing. They're demanding organic produce and milk and meats now. People are waking up, Eric.
Yeah, that's what we need. It's more people to realize they are not helpless.
Stay there, Eric Huffman. Amazing job. We'll come back, tell folks how to get the video, get into more of what's in the film. talk about the Saudi Arabians, the new report where they say the globalists are behind the terror over there. So are the Filipinos. So are the folks in Indonesia. We'll talk to John. We'll talk to Brian. We'll talk to Barbara and others as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. If you want to talk to Eric Hufschmid, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Just briefly, folks, if you want this great new video, Painful Deceptions, how did Osama bin Laden pull off such a devastating attack? The World Trade Center towers, how could both towers disintegrate into dust and short sections of steel in less than 10 seconds? Building 7 of the World Trade Center, how could this 47-story steel frame building disintegrate in at 5:30 that evening? The attack at the Pentagon, how could a terrorist fly a Boeing 757 into the restricted airspace around the Pentagon? Where's the plane? Where's the video of it? It's so important that you get this $22 two-hour video. Also, the $22 book full of, I don't know, over 100 color pictures and diagrams. This is a lot of research. Incredible work went into this. You need to have the book and the video. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You support Eric's work. You support my work. At the same time, you get a powerful tool to wake your friends and family up. Then, of course, there's my videos. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Both of those two-plus-hour videos cover government-sponsored terror and dozens of admitted examples and official U.S. government terror plans. There's also now the new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil. The films are $25.95 apiece because most of them are like 2.5 hours long. When you order three or more of any of those, they drop down to $20 apiece. Go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and order the films today, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And with my films, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. I want you to air them on Access TV. I'm begging you to show them to your VFW hall or your college students. I want to thank those that have been doing this. It's had a massive effect. It's had a huge effect. I do radio interviews every single day, sometimes four or five a day. Sometimes I've done like eight or nine in one day. And almost every caller that calls the show has seen my videos. And I ask them, I go, have you seen them? Did you buy them from me? No, it was on local access, or they showed at my church, or my neighbor gave me a copy of a copy of a copy. I've had Congress people on who have announced this unbeknownst to me. It's having a huge effect. So please get the videos. Please take action. Eric Huffschmidt, with your film, Painful Deceptions, I know in an earlier version of the film, and I believe it's in the new version, you talk about Road to Tyranny. Did Road to Tyranny answer any questions for you? Is that a film you think is good? Eric Huffschmidt?
That, you know, the Oklahoma City thing was, there was a lot of cover-ups. See, out here, you guys may see more because it was closer to you in Texas, but out here in California, we did not see those local news reports that you guys might have had access to. So, you know, films like yours are, you know, providing a lot of information that we never even knew about. And like you say, your expression, information war, that is really what is going on here. It's who controls the information. And people who don't think they have any authority, you know, the people that say, oh, I'm just a little fish, what can I do? They can take these videos and books and then slip it into people's houses and bypass that television. You know, and it's in a sense like it's a soldier sneaking around, getting into the enemy territory and saying, here, look at this.
And here's the difference. The enemy has to reapply their lies on a daily basis. Once we show somebody how they've been lied to, once we put the questions in their minds, they're going to seek the answers. They're going to start seeing the propaganda. I mean, I've said this over and over again. When you watch dramas and sitcoms, there's more propaganda there than on CNN or Fox. It is wall to wall. Start consciously looking at what they're trying to sell you, what type of mindset they're pushing, what type of government. I mean, Eric, I don't watch more than an hour of TV every 2 weeks. This weekend I watched 3 or 4 hours because it was vacation time and I wanted to monitor stuff. I saw 2 or 3 shows where torture is good, shows where homeschooling's bad, shows where guns are bad, shows where the government's good. I mean, it's wall to wall. When you watch television, do you see all the propaganda?
Well, I never even had a TV. I got sick of it when I was a teenager. So right now I only have it just so I can see a couple of these videos like yours and some of the others. But it's like, I agree with you, and you should see things like the Threat Matrix. That you talk about propaganda. That one's ready to get people signed up to be Homeland Security agents.
Okay, the show Threat Matrix. Again, I will not watch it. Listeners have sent me some copies of it. I'm going to be reviewing them soon. Keep it up, folks. Threat Matrix 24 with Keith R. Sutherland, In the Line of Fire, some other new show. I go to ABC's website. I read the synopsis for this week's episode, and it'll say, you know, their unlimited power. They've got to get answers. And then I go see a movie, Open Range, and they had an ad for Threat Matrix before it. And in the ad for Threat Matrix, they got a guy chained down, lesions all over him, and they're torturing him, and it's a good thing. The hero, the woman, is torturing him, and it's good.
Yeah, it's a very persuasive movie, but it's got all these subtle messages also in it. It's basically just more, it's really blatant.
Everybody's getting surveilled. In another Threat Matrix show, because I read the synopsis of it and listeners called in about it. It said, Billy Bob's a Gulf War veteran. He loves America, but he deals drugs. Because he's a drug dealer, he's arrested and his children are taken. Under the Patriot Act, drug dealing is an act of terror. And then in the real world, they're using it for drug dealers in topless bars and county commissioners in zoning scams. See, folks, what they're doing? Well, it's like Jerry Bruckheimer producing the Saving Private Lynch. He actually consulted them on how to do that and how to phrase it and what to call it. This is the guy that makes Pirates of the Caribbean, folks, and Black Hawk Down. Well, Eric, if we just do one thing, if we just get them to think that, hey, they may be being lied to and manipulated, then if they'll just witness it, it'll be horrifying. That's why I can't watch TV, Eric. It is horrifying to know how evil they've gotten.
Yeah, it's bad. Plus, it's a waste of your life anyway.
It is. Let's talk to John in Kansas. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Pleasure to speak with you. This is going to blow your listeners' mind. This is top and class 5 material.
Hey, go ahead.
Okay. I've talked to a physicist. Yeah, I work for the government. Who believes the laser beam technology was infrared, originally developed by Israel and Soviet Union, that caused the collapse of the towers? And Cheney and Bush have already asked leader Daschle to limit congressional investigation, and he asked the House and Senate Committee.
Well, sir.
Yeah.
Again, we know that their story's a fraud. We know they were involved. But to say it was particle beams or magnetic weapons, we can never prove that. It's a black hole.
Well, actually not, Alex. Fire Engineering Magazine, 125-year-old respected journal, published technical studies of major fires, recently criticized FEMA, and numerous indicators, fuel fires, as you know.
Hey, sir, I appreciate the call, John. I really do. Yeah, what you're reading is Firefighter Engineering from 2 years ago, and that's Inroad to Tyranny, where they say there's a cover-up and that fires couldn't do that to the buildings, but then that doesn't mean that it's particle beams. Eric Huffman?
Well, I agree. It's like I said, it's like arguing over what kind of bullet hit Kennedy. I mean, it's like, what difference does it make anyway? It's still a scam. We can't really prove it no matter what, whether it was conventional explosives or particle beams. What difference does it make? It wasn't Osama. That's what's important. And so what's the sense of arguing about it? You know what I
Eric,
mean? To me, it's just a waste.
Well, absolutely, Eric. I mean, look, elaborate just in bullet points what your film covers for folks that just joined us, then we'll go on to more callers.
Well, it goes over things like how the Pentagon, you know, the Pentagon is a very suspicious one. There's a lot of secrecy about it. There's no sign of any airplane hitting it. There's no sign of it. There's something hitting it. There is definitely something going on there, but it does not look like a passenger commercial jet full of people. So something hit it, and it goes over that.
Well, I have some local newscast where the first witnesses were saying they saw a, quote, small commuter plane.
Right, and some people say it looked like it sounded like a little missile. You get the witness reports do not even support the accusation that it was a large commercial plane. Because
they have military witnesses who were running around going, I saw a missile, and they go, well, you know, people on the scene are notoriously, you know, off target. How do they not get a plane, a passenger jet, compared to a missile? And yeah, people are notoriously inaccurate, but at the same time, where's the plane? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the plane, it's too big. It's too a 757 is so large, and there's so many people on it, and so many pieces to the plane. The engines alone, there's two of them, 9-foot diameter at their maximum. I mean, how do you lose this kind of material? And these are bigger than cars, those engines. And where are they?
Well, also, the hole in the Pentagon is smaller than the fuselage, just the internal fuselage. Where are the marks from the wings hitting the building?
And even the hole, we can't even see in those photos that how deep it is or if it's even a real hole. It's so small, it's even debatable as whether it even is more
now,
than
it's
just
a... It's a black spot.
It's even debatable. Is that even an airplane hole?
So you go over that. You also get into Building 7.
And then the towers. And, of course, what people really need to realize is this is a fight over who controls the news, who controls the information. That's what's really important for people to realize. That this is an information war. It's deception. Deception is what's being used as the weapon nowadays.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, where are you calling us from?
Colorado.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you. Hey, great guest today. Hey, I was wondering, was there a fire sprinkler system on the Twin Towers?
There was also, yes, there were, and there was also supposed to be water tanks at the top of them, you know, so for gravity purposes, you know, in case there's a power shortage or something. There's a lot of big buildings have water tanks at the top so that water can flow down even if there's no power. And they're supposedly, what happened to them? That's a good question. Were they empty? Were they turned off? Or were they, but of course, if
well, I've read the transcripts of what the firefighters, the stuff that got leaked out, and then the feds had to admit, okay, the firefighter radios didn't all malfunction. We've declared national security on this. They reported the fires were almost out, right where the planes hit, that there was no problem. That's why the firefighters were all rushing in. They'd been in other building fires with fuel and stuff. They knew. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's why they had no fear of running into this building. No fire has ever brought a steel building down. They had nothing to worry about. And what's burning inside there? Just carpeting, office furniture? It's not like it's made of wood. It's got concrete on the floor. It's got steel in the frame. They had no reason to worry, and they get up there, they're walking around
it. Folks, they've had 50-story buildings, hotels and stuff that catch on fire, burn for 3 days.
Right.
I mean, nothing happens.
Right. The concrete and the steel contain it. They might buckle a little and crack a little, but they don't do anything. And then we find out a year later that they were walking around in the fire zone of the South Tower, according to their radio report.
But it would take 1,800 degrees to melt steel. Go ahead, Brian.
And the other thing is, you know, you think if the impact of the jets, if there was structural damage, that on that side of the building, either that side of the building would collapse, because there wasn't damage to the opposite side of the building to speak of. So, you know, I'm just not buying this whole meltdown.
Well, it would buckle. It would break in half. It would fall apart. It wouldn't just disintegrate into powder.
Right. That's all I had.
Absolutely. You know, I've got hundreds of hours of video that listeners sent me. I was recording on two VCRs, two separate channels, from like 5 minutes after the first plane hit. My phone was ringing off the hook. And, folks, I want you to understand something. Good question, Brian. Good questions. Good points. I've sat there and reviewed all these tapes. I could make five more 9/11 films. I have footage of a CNN reporter standing down there when one of the buildings starts coming down, and she goes, explosion! And you see, you know, this wall of smoke coming down the road. I mean, everybody said explosions. What about the seismographs, Eric?
Well, they show the whole building coming down in about 10 seconds. They have a big spike, and then it decreases a little. It's almost as if, again, you look at these seismic graphs, and this doesn't look like a building coming down either. It's coming down, first of all, much, much too fast. You know, these are 1,300-foot buildings. There's 110 floors. And it's going down in 10 seconds. That's averaging 10 floors per second. And it actually is faster than that because it started out slow and then speeded up. So, you know, by the end, it's going faster than 10 floors per second. So, I mean,
also, before they collapse, the second when it began, they hear all these explosions. Up and down the building, there's little plumes shooting out that are identical to controlled demolitions in other cases. I mean, folks, I had an engineer on the day it happened, a friend of mine who doesn't even believe in the New World Order, and he's an engineer, and he says, Alex, it was the most controlled demolitions I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, it's how else do you explain the pulverizing to dust?
Barbara, in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Eric?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the Pentagon crash that I am most interested in. So far, I've heard five different people get on radio programs and talk about it. And I have asked the same question, and only one of these people partly answered my question, and I was wondering if you could. On the 757 that was supposed to have crashed into the Pentagon, the manifest of passengers and flight crew, did you track any of the families down?
No, there's only a lot of these manifests. See, they're not even releasing the seating arrangements. They're keeping some of this a secret. There's no Arabs on these that they claim were hijackers.
By the way, I have an answer for on the two flights, ma'am. I'll hold you over if need be. On the two towers that were hit, there were exactly 20% occupancy on both of those planes. 20% occupancy. How does that happen? Exactly 20% occupancy. Go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering if the families of any of these supposedly dead people got any insurance policies, got anything from the government, any word or anything like that.
We know that they tell all the families, not just of the planes but the buildings, if they'll sign a form waiving all liability and saying they'll shut up, they get some money.
Well,
I'll tell you what, stay there, Barbara. We'll come back to you in a second, and then I'll get to this Saudi Arabia story. Stay with us, and I appreciate Eric riding shotgun today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
On Sunday, the Pentagon, 3 days ago, 2.5 days ago, claimed that they had killed 50 plus people in black uniforms screaming Saddam. The foreign press, including some of our press, went to the hospitals, local areas. All they saw was old women, old men, and children with their arms and legs blown off and bullet holes in them. And the U.S. military can show no photographs or no bodies of dead fighters. And I got on air and I said, I don't know what the truth is about this. I know we've been lied to a bunch in the past. Now more evidence has come out. It's clear they're lying to us yet again. But that stuff I can prove. And the stuff that Eric Hufschmid covers in his film, the facts that what they're saying is a fraud, that's what we can prove. Then you add to it all the other evidence, we know they're behind it. So that's the key point we're making here. We can endlessly speculate on things that we can never prove. You know, why did two of the hijackers' passports at two different crash scenes, when nothing else is found, come fluttering down into the rubble uncharred? Why was the deputy FBI director who just resigned and said the government's going to allow attacks as a pretext to invade Afghanistan? He told the foreign press that. John O'Neill. You know, why has there been an investigation of that? There's thousands of these questions. It's incredible. Barbara, finish up your points here with Eric Hufschmid.
Well, my point was that, like I said, I've heard five different people get on talk shows and talk about the Pentagon crash. And when I ask the one of them this question, he managed to partly answer my question. He
what
said
is your
that
question? Have we contacted the victims of the flight that supposedly hit the Pentagon?
He said that one of the people that was supposed to have been on 757, the Pentagon crash, is alive and walking around.
But we know that nine of the 19 hijackers have been proven still alive, and the government said, okay, we were wrong, it was other people. Eric, comments.
Well, it's hard to figure out. I mean, see, here again, how do you know who exactly was on the plane, who and where are they, if they're even alive? Some people have, like, that one government official, he says his wife, you know, Barbara Olson was on that plane, and he says she's dead. I mean, what are we supposed to do, call him up and say, are you telling us the truth? I mean, we're not going to get it, even if he's lying. And some of the people on other passenger planes, like the sons or their wives or husbands, some of them are talking, some are complaining, some are even filing lawsuits.
Yeah,
right,
I just
now
read a letter to Bush from one of the victims' wives saying, Bush, I think you did it. So, I mean, Stanley Hilton has 400 of the families in his lawsuit. He's saying Bush ran the attacks.
Yeah, there are people contacting some of the family members. I personally didn't, though.
Yeah, you just went over the scientific evidence that is conclusive in your film. I hope that answers the question for you, Barbara. Okay, thanks for the call. We're out of time. Eric Hufschmid, I want to get you back up in the future. I appreciate your hard work. I appreciate everything you've done. And God bless you for your film and your book. You've done a smashing job defending this republic, and I hope folks will get the video and the book and spread the word.
Well, let's hope so, because like you say, it is an information war, and that is one of the tools we have.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, and take care, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Saudi official blames foreigners for terror. Prince Abdul Rahman, by the way, they threatened the White House. They said, if you don't stop saying we did it, we're going to release the names of the four banks that really own Saudi Arabia who are behind the terror. And that's why they excised the 29 pages. Prince Abdul Rahim, Saudi Arabia's Deputy Minister of Defense and Aviation, says foreign hands are behind the Riyadh bombings that left scores dead, implying the attacks were not the work of Osama bin Laden or al-Qaeda network, but rather nations opposing the country's strict adherence to Islamic law and which want to impose foreign domination upon the kingdom. He called on the armed forces to be ready to defend the country against foreign interference with all the force at their disposal. According to Arab News Report, the prince said the kingdom would continue to apply the law, and said foreign countries stood behind recent events in an apparent reference to the November 8th bombings in Riyadh, adding that it would be regrettable if it were proven that they were friends of the kingdom. Threats to the Bushes to back off. Folks, this is coming to a head. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing